I would like if every young person in this world can feel like they have a home in the United Nations system. So I think we should all work towards that goal where we make the United Nations an inclusive system where everyone is welcomed with open hands. And I want to ensure that the United Nations system and I, as the youth envoy, will do everything in my capacity to ensure that they have a home in the United Nations.
What inspired you to take on the role of UN Youth Envoy?
Firstly, with my experiences with the UN, I had been to several platforms. At that time, when I was the youth delegate, it was also the formulation process of the SDGs. So in the UN, I saw how young people come together with diverse ideas and proposals and plans of action to see how the future development agenda should be framed. And I also recognize that there is a need for the UN to engage these young people and get their perspective on how the world in 2030 should look like, because ultimately it's these young people who would lead the implementation of this agenda. So I think this is a time in history that we can really make a change, because the future will depend on the implementation of the SDGs, and the young people have a crucial role to play in the implementation of it. So it really inspired me to take up this role. And as we know, there's a new Secretary General, so he has this vision for youth where he wants to place youth at the center of all UN's work. So I thought it might be a good opportunity for me to be engaged in this entire process as the youth envoy.
What are some of your goals?
The terms of reference, which is formulated under the vision of the Secretary General, focuses on ensuring the meaningful participation on young people across the four pillars of the United Nations work, which is development, human rights, peace and security, and humanitarian action. My goal would be to ensure that young people have a say and a voice in all these processes that happens in the UN. There will be a special focus on girls and young women and their participation. We can ensure that there's space for young people in these meeting rooms.
What have you done in your first few weeks here?
My first week was quite full of activities. I had a special meeting on my fourth day in office with all the youth representatives who were present in New York at that time to get their ideas of how they see the role of the envoy and what they expect from me.
Have you had any surprises?
Every day, I meet young people who work on the ground, who work tirelessly, who sometimes sacrifice their lives, who compromise so much for causes that are true. So it really inspires me, and I think that's the best part of this job.
What do you foresee as your biggest challenge?
There's this growing rhetoric about young people's participation in formal processes. Everyone recognizes and acknowledges that there should be a seat for young people in the table. But when it comes to the real implementation of what we are talking about, I see the challenge is actually converting this talk to work.
What changes do you think the UN needs to make to be more relevant in young people's lives?
To go where young people are. We can't expect all young people from all different communities, religious and ethnic backgrounds, and gender backgrounds to come into the UN. So I think UN has a responsibility to go to young people and meet them where they are. This Youth Day, I'm celebrating with young people of Iraq, where the theme of this year's Youth Day, Youth Building Peace, is very relevant in their national context. So I will be meeting with close to 1,000 young people discussing the problems that they face. Today is the largest youth population in the history that the world has ever seen. So it is a need to see this youth demography as an opportunity and not a liability, and to see how we can proactively engage young people in all discussions, in all levels that we are having.